Today's Amud is Megillah Chav Zayin Amud Aleph. We're holding on Chav Vav Amud Beis, the second line from the bottom, the beginning of the line, Amar of Papi. So says the Gemara, Amar of Papi Mishmei de Rava, the Gilyon points out, Mishmei de Rava. Rav Papi says in the name of Rava, that Mi Bei Kenishta Lebei Rabbanan Shari. A person is allowed to convert a shul, a Bei Kenishta, into a Bei Rabbanan, into a Beis Medrash. That's considered being malin b'kodesh to change a shul into a Beis Medrash. So that would be mutter. However, mi Bei Rabbanan le Bei Kenishta aser, to do the reverse, to change a Beis Medrash into a shul, so that's a hirada in Kedusha, and that's going to be aser. Whereas Rav Papa Mishmei de Rava Mas Niipcha, Rav Papa taught in the name of Rava the opposite. He said that you could go from a Beis Medrash to a shul. That's being Malam B'Kodesh. The shul is the Maila, and you're not allowed to go from a shul to a Beis Medrash because the shul is the bigger Maila. So Rav Papi says that the Beis Medrash is the bigger Maila, and Rav Papa says that no, the shul is the bigger Maila. Says the Gemara Amar of Acha. Rav Acha says that Kivase de Rav Papi Mistavra. It's more logical, like Rav Papi, that a Beis Medrash has a Maila over a Shul. What's the Raya? The Amar of Yeshua ben Levi. Beis HaKnesses Mutter LaSoisei Beis HaMedrash. He said LaHedya that a Beis HaKnesses you're allowed to turn into a Beis Medrash. Shmamina. So you see, Mufurish like Rav Papi. Darish Bar Kapara. Rabbar Kapara had darshan the following. My dechsev, what's the meaning of the pasuk? And it says about Nevuzradan, describing the Chorban Beis HaMikdash. It says, Vayisraif as Beis Hashem. It says that he burnt down the Beis HaMikdash. Ves Beis HaMelech, and also the house of the king. Ves Kol Bat Yerushalayim, and he burnt all the houses of Yerushalayim. Ves Kol Beis Gadol, Saraf Beish. And also the Beis Gadol, he was Saraf Beish. What's this Beis Gadol? So he dashed back kapara dashed like this. He said, "Beis Hashem is the Beis Hamikdash." That's pashut. The Beis Hashem is referring to the Beis Hamikdash. Beis Hamelech elu paltarin shal melech. That refers to the palace of the king. Ves kol but the Yerushalayim kemashmon. That means kipshuta. It means all the houses in Yerushalayim. He burnt down all the houses. Ves kol beis gadol saraf beish. What's this beis gadol? So about that, he said that it's a machlekes. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Chad Amar, one of them said that this Beis Gadol refers to a Makom Shemegadlin by Torah, and Beis Gadol refers to a Beis Medrash. V'chad Amar, Makom Shemegadlin by Tefillah, then the Beis Gadol refers to a Shul, refers to a Beis Tefillah, to a Beis HaKnesses. Manda Amar Torah, the one who says that Beis Gadol refers to a Beis Medrash, Gadol refers to Torah, it's Tichsiv, it's because we find that there's a connection between Torah and Gadlus and Gadol, like the Pasuk says, Hashem Chafetz, Saman Tzidkai, Yagdil Torah V'yadir. So you see the word Gadol being associated with Torah. Uman damar tefila dechsev, the pasuk says, describing the nace that Elisha did with the Esha Shunamis, so it says that sapra na gedoilois asher asa Elisha. Say over the gedoilois that Elisha did. Now we know that Elisha da'avad, berachmehu da'avad, that which Elisha was piled this nace by the Esha Shunamis, it was through his tefila. So you see, hagedoilois refers to tefila, so you see, that tefillah is associated with godless, and that's why he says that kol beis gadol refers to a shul. Says the Gemara now, testaim Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, hu da'amar makom shebei gadlin bei Torah. We have a similar davar. We have a miksas raya. It's not mamish raya, as we'll see, but it's a simin Rashi says that it's Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. We mentioned that it's machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi if this beis gadol refers to a shul or beis medrash. So on that, the Gemara is saying there's a little bit of a smach that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is the one who said that it's a makom shemegadlin by Torah. He's the one who said that beis gadol refers to a beis medrash and not the shul. To Am Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, beis hakenesses mutter la'asayseh beis medrash ma'amina. You see that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says you could convert a shul into a beis medrash. A beis medrash is considered greater than the shul, so that's like a simon that he's the one who said that beis gadol refers to a beis medrash and not to a beis knesses. Aval machru taira lo yikchu sfarim. We mentioned in the Mishnah that you have to be malim b'kodesh with the money, and if you sell a sefer taira, you're not allowed to do a hiradik b'kedusha, and you're not allowed to use that money to buy sfarim. You can't buy a nach with the money that you received from selling a sefer taira. Yibayilu, the Gemara has a shaila now. Mahu limkar sefer Torah yashan likach by chadash. We said you can't go down. You can't sell a sefer Torah and buy a nach. Can you sell an old sefer Torah and buy a new sefer Torah? Can you keep it on the same level? Do we say kaven deloy mali leyaser? Do we say that no, you have to be malin b'kaidash? And since you're not being malin b'kaidash, because you're buying the same level, something with the same level of kedusha, so therefore it's aser. Idilma, or perhaps, kaven deleka la'aluye iluye achrina, since there is no option to go up, there's nothing that's higher than the Sefer Torah. In the hierarchy that we mentioned in the Mishnah, the Sefer Torah was the top of the list. So since there's nowhere higher to go, so therefore shaper dummy, so therefore there's a heter to buy something, at least with the same level of Kedusha. You can't go down, you can't use the money to buy a nach, that's first in the Mishnah, but maybe at least you could buy something that's on the same level. Now when we learned the Mishnah, we mentioned that there's a little bit of conflicting Mishma in the Mishnah, in general, are you allowed to use money that you sold a Davar Shebikdusha to buy something that's on the same level? Rabbeinu Ephraim, the Baal Ma'ar we mentioned, brings Rabbeinu Ephraim, who clears this Chakira, he clears the Shaila, could you buy something that's on the same level? Lamaisa, Rabbeinu Ephraim brings a Raya from our Gemara that you're not allowed to. Because what's the tzad that the Gemara has that you could sell an old Sefer Torah to buy a new one? The Gemara says on the tzad that it's mutter, it's because there's no way to go higher up, because a Sefer Torah is the top of the list. What would be if a person sold a nach? Is he allowed to buy another nach? It seems like from the Gemara that there's no tzad that would be mutter. It's only by a Sefer Torah that the Gemara has the shaila, because there's no way to go higher up. So since there's no way to go higher up, maybe you could use the money to buy something on the same level. But if you do have an option of going up, because what you sold was a nach, what you sold was an Aron Kodesh, what you sold was something that has something higher up, so then it sounds like from the Gemara, then of course you would not be able to use the money to buy something that's on the same level. But this was Rabbeinu Ephraim's raya, that you're not allowed to buy something that's on the same level. It was only by a Sefer Torah that the Gemara clears the Shiloh, because there's no way to go higher up. But Al Kapanim, that's the Shiloh of the Gemara now. It's going to take us through about half the Amud. Are you allowed to sell a Sefer Torah, an old Sefer Torah, let's say, to buy a newer Sefer Torah? So says the Gemara, Tashema, will bring a raya that it's mutter. Tashema avo machru taira lo yikchu svarim. The Mishnah says that if you sell a Sefer Torah, you're not allowed to buy a nach. So it's mashra from the Mishnah. Svarim hu delay. You can't go down, you can't buy a nach. Ha taira betaira shaper dami. It's mashra that you could sell a Sefer Torah to buy another Sefer Torah. We mentioned this. So it's mashra from the Mishnah that you are allowed to buy something that's on the same level. You just can't go down. However, says the Gemara, that's not a raya, masnisen di eved ki kami bayil an lachadchila. This Bryce is talking about a person who sold a Sefer Torah. It doesn't say you're allowed to sell a Sefer Torah and buy another Sefer Torah. It says if you already sold the Sefer Torah, so what could you do with the money? You can't buy a nach. Could you buy a Sefer Torah? Yes. But were you allowed to do that lechatchila? Were you allowed to sell a Sefer Torah lechatchila al das to buy another Sefer Torah? That's the Gemara Shaila. That's the Shaila we're coming to try to answer. Is whether or not you're allowed to lechatchila sell a Sefer Torah to buy another one. So says the Gemara Tashema, we have a Raya from a Braisa. The Braisa says like this, that Gailan Sefer Torah b'mitbach is chumashin, that it says that you're allowed to roll up, you're allowed to cover a Sefer Torah with the covering that was used in the past for a chumash, for an individual scroll, because that's being male, the mitbach is b'kedusha, it was used for a chumash, now it's being used for a Sefer Torah, that's mutter. V'chumashin b'mitbach is nevim, uksuvim, and you're allowed to cover up, roll up a chumash, an individual scroll, with the mitbachis that was used for Nevi'im Uksuvim, because that's also, it's being malit b'kaidash. Avalai Nevi'im Uksuvim b'mit b'chais chumashim, but you can roll up and cover a Nevi'im Uksuvim with the mitbachis of a chumash, because that's bringing it down in Kedusha. V'loi chumashim b'mit b'chais Sefer Torah. And you can't cover up a chumash with the mitbachis of a Sefer Torah, again, because that's bringing the mitbachis down in Kedusha. So what do you see from this braisa? Katani mias that gailim sefer Torah b'mitbachais chumashim. L'maisa, you see from here that it says in the braisa that you're allowed to roll up a sefer Torah. It says gailim sefer Torah with the mitbachais of a chumash. So what's that mashma? It's mashma from here mitbachais chumashim in mitbachais sefer Torah loy. That what are you allowed to use? You're allowed to use the mitbachais from a chumash, which was a lower darga of kedusha, and you could go up in Kedusha and you could use that mitpachis for a Sefer Torah. But what's halacha? Are you allowed to use a mitbachis from a different Sefer Torah and now change it and use it for this Sefer Torah? It's mashma from the Brisa not. You can only use the mitbachis of Chumashim. You can't take the mitbachis from a different Sefer Torah and now use it for this one. You're not allowed to put it on the same level. You have to dafka be malin b'kodesh. However, says the Gemara, there's no raya. Because aim a seifa. Look at the seifa of the Braisa. The Braisa says, v'loi chumashin b'mit b'chai sefer Torah. It says that you can't cover the chumash with the mitpachis of a sefer Torah. You can't bring it down. It's mashma from here that you can't bring it down. You can't use it for a chumash. Ha Torah b'Torah. But if you want to use the mitpachis of a sefer Torah and use it now for a different sefer Torah, shaper dami. It's mashma from the Braisa that would be mutter. So it's conflicting mishmais in the Braisa. So therefore, obviously, one, either the Reisha or the Seif is Dafka, the other one is Lav Dafka. There's no way to know which one. Memelu, we can't learn anything with regards to our Shaila. We can't learn anything from this Braisa. So says the Gemara Tashma, we have another Raya from a Braisa. There's going to be a Raya that it's mutter to sell an old Sefer Torah to buy a new one. The Braisa says like this. It says, Manichin Sefer Torah Agabe Torah. That you're allowed to put one Sefer Torah on top of another Sefer Torah. U'tayra Agabe Chumashin. And you're allowed to put a Torah on top of a Chumash. V'chumashin Agabe Nevim Uksuvim. You can put a Chumash, an individual scroll, on top of a Nach. Avalai Nevim Uksuvim Agabe Chumashin. You can't put a Nach on top of a chumash, v'loy chumash in al gabe Torah, and you can't put a chumash on top of a sefer Torah. So now, what do you see from here? You see that you're allowed to put a sefer Torah on top of another sefer Torah. So if you're allowed to put a sefer Torah on top of another sefer Torah, so that would also be mashma that you're allowed to sell a sefer Torah to buy another sefer Torah. Meaning two things that are on the same level of kedusha. So we're not makbid on the two, and therefore, just like you could put one sefer Torah on top of another sefer Torah, you could also sell one sefer Torah to buy another sefer Torah. However, says the Gemara that no, it's not a raya. Hanacha kamer, you want to bring a raya from that which you're allowed to put one Sefer Torah on top of another, that hu adin you could sell one Sefer Torah to have money to buy another? Then no. Shani hanacha delay efshar. There it's different because it's impossible. It's impossible. There's not enough room in the Aron Kodesh that every Sefer Torah should be able to just be by itself. It's inevitable. You're going to have to put one Sefer Torah, at least in those times, on top of another Sefer Torah. So since it's loy efshar, so that's why there's a heter to do it. I'll prove it to you. Because if you don't say that Hanacha is different because it's loy efshar, so then michrachechi karchinon, how are you ever allowed to roll up the Sefer Torah? Hakayasiv dapa chavrei, you're putting one page of the Sefer Torah on top of another page of the Sefer Torah. Alakevin deloy efshar shari, since it's impossible to avoid that type of situation, that part of a Sefer Torah is going on another part of the Sefer Torah, so therefore it's mutter. Hachanami kevin deloy efshar shari, so too over here, when it comes to putting a Sefer Torah on top of another, since it's impossible to go without it, there's not enough room in the Aron Kodesh, that's why it's mutter. But don't bring a raya from there that hu adin you're allowed to sell a Sefer Torah to buy another Sefer Torah. So says the Gemara Tashma, we'll bring a raya from a braisa. The Amar Rabba Bar Barchanam Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon Ben Gamliel Kegai that Layim Kur Adam Sefer Torah Yashan Likach by Chadosh. We literally, this is the shaila we asked. Are you allowed to sell an old Sefer Torah to buy a new one? Says the Gemara, it's a mefurish b'raisa. The b'raisa says you're not allowed to sell an old Sefer Torah to buy a new one. Seems like checkmate. However, says the Gemara, not so fast. Hasa misham pishiyusa. No, that I understand. The fact that you shouldn't just go ahead and start selling your old Sefer Torah and then go to the store to buy a new one, I get that. That makes a lot of sense, mishum pshiyusa. Because maybe you're going to sell the old one, and then you're not going to end up buying the new one, and you're going to be left without a Sefer Torah. So that makes sense. I understand that halacha. Ki kamrinan, but our shaila was like this. Kegoin dechsev umanach li paruke. We're talking about a case where the Sefer already wrote the Sefer Torah. It's right in front of you, and it's for sale. He wants to sell it to you. So you allow to sell the old one and buy the new one, which is right there in front of you. So there's no chash of pshiusa. That's our shaila, and specifically in this type of case, are you allowed to sell an old Sefer Torah to buy a new one? My, what's the halacha in this case? So says the Gemara, one final attempt. Tashema, Da'am Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yochanan said over in the name of Rabbi Meir that Ein Meichran Sefer Torah Ella Lil Meitayro Lisi Isha. The only time there is a heter to sell a Sefer Torah is if it's going to give you money to pay for tuition, to pay to learn Torah, or if it's going to give you money to marry, to get married. A person doesn't have money to get married, so if it's going to give him money to get married, he's allowed to sell a sefer Torah for these two purposes, to learn Torah and to get married. So what do you see from here? So shma mina, Torah b'Torah, shaper dami, that you see you're allowed to sell a sefer Torah to go learn Torah. So Torah and Torah, it's okay. Hu adin, you could sell a sefer Torah to buy another sefer Torah. You see that Torah, it's okay to keep it on the same level. However, says the Gemara, that no. A sefer Torah and learning Torah are not on the same level. Dilma shani limud, shahalimud mevilidei maisa. Limud ha-Torah is even greater than the Torah itself, because limud ha-Torah leads a person to keeping what the Torah says. So that's more important. That's even greater than Torah. That is being malam makodesh. There's no raya from here that you're allowed to keep it on the same level. We thought that to sell a sefer Torah, to learn Torah, that's considered keeping it at the same level. However, says the Gemara, that no, that's not the same level. Selling a sefer Torah to learn Torah, learning Torah is greater than the sefer Torah itself. Better to give your money to learning Torah than it is to buying a sefer Torah. And therefore, you could sell a sefer Torah to pay to be able to learn Torah. And Ishanami, the fact that you're allowed to sell a sefer Torah to get married, that also, an Ishanami, to get married also, that purpose is even greater than the Torah, because the Pasuk says, Leisau Bira, that Hashem did not create the world, that it should just be left uninhabited. Lashavas Yitzara, Hashem created the world that we should populate it. Aval Torah b'Torah lai, but if you want to sell a Sefer Torah to buy another Sefer Torah, so that it could be that there's no Heter, we have no Raya to our Shaila. At the end of the day, the Gemara does not have a Raya with regards to the Shaila, if you're allowed to sell an old Sefer Torah to buy a new one. Lamaisa, the Rif, the Rosh, the Pashas of the Rambam, is that you're not allowed to. They go to Chumra, being that the Gemara doesn't paskin on the Shaila. We brought Rayas, we tried bringing Rayas. Lamaisa, the Gemara is left without any Raya. So they say to go to Chumra, and they say that you're not allowed to sell an old Sefer Torah in order to buy a new Sefer Torah. In the Kesef Mishnah, on the Rambam, in Hilchos Sefer Torah, Perek Yud, Halacha Beis, he explains that the reason why on this Suffolk we go to Chumra is because of the Chaymer of Kedushas Sefer Torah. Because of the Chaymer of the Kedusha of a Sefer Torah, so therefore we go to Chumra and we say that you're not allowed to sell an old Sefer Torah in order to buy a new one. Says the Gemara now, Tan Rabbanon, we learned in the Braisa, Lo yimkar adam sefer Torah, afal pi she'enai tzarechle. Even let's say a person, maybe he has two sefer Torah, still there's a, maybe al tzbizayon to the sefer Torah, there's an isser, you're not allowed to sell a sefer Torah. Even if you don't need it, you're not allowed to sell a sefer Torah. There's an isser, perhaps because of bizayon to the sefer, you're not allowed to sell a sefer Torah. And Yasser Akein Amrab Shimon Ben Gamliel, that Afilu Ein Lo Imag Yoichal, even if a person doesn't have what to eat, Umachar Sefer Torah Ubitoi, and he sells a Sefer Torah in order to have money to eat, or he sells his daughter, like it's Minat Torah permitted to do, a person could sell his daughter as an Amma Avriya, he could sell his daughter as a slave, so even if a person doesn't have what to eat, and he sells a Sefer Torah, or he sells his daughter as an Amma, Eina Yiraya Simen Brachul Oila. He thinks he's making money, then now will have more money to support himself. It's not true. There's no, he's not going to see Simen Bracha from that sale. Whatever it is that he was supposed to have, he's going to have. He's not going to gain anything from this sale. We mentioned in the Mishnah, V'chein b'maisreihan, that the same halacha that you have to be malim v'kodesh v'maridin, that applies to the money that you get from selling any sort of thing that has kedusha, so the same halacha applies to the leftover money. If let's say a person sold a nach, so he has to buy a sefer Torah with that money, he can't go down. Also, if there's somehow he has leftover money from selling the nach, or a few different nachs, the halacha is that money also has to be used towards buying a sefer Torah. So Amar Rava says, Leishanu ala shemachru v'haysiru, that this halacha is only true if a person, let's say, sold the nach, and now there's extra money that he had from buying the Sefer Torah, the extra money has to be used for a Sefer Torah. This halacha that the Mishnah spoke about is specifically when you have leftover money from a sale. Aval gavu v'haysiru, mutter. However, if a person collected money and he had leftovers, he was collecting money for the nach, so then he does not have to use it specifically towards buying a Sefer Torah. Esve abaye asa baye kasho. The Braisa says like this, when is it said that you have to dafka be malim b'kodesh with the leftover money? It's dafka shaloi hisnu. It's only if you didn't make a tanai. Aval hisnu? But if you made a Tanai, these are the words of the Braisa, but if you made a Tanai, so then afilu l'dechsusya mutar, so then you can even use the money for something which is mundane, for a dechsusya, which the Gemara will explain shortly what dechsusya means. But the point is that you could use it even for something that's mundane. If you made a Tanai, then you could use it for something that's mundane. So what's the Braisa talking about? Says the Gemara, hey Chidami, what's the case? If we're talking about a case where you sold, let's say you sold a nach, and there's leftover money from buying the Sefer Torah, and so now the halacha is that you have to use the money towards buying another Sefer Torah, ki hisnu my havi. What difference does it make if you made it tonight? Ela shegavu vahisiru. Rather, the case is talking about where you collected the money and you have leftovers. And yet, what does the Braisa say? The Braisa says that you could use the money for chulin purposes. Again, it can't be talking about a sale. That the Mishnah was mafurish, that when it by a sale, that you have to use the money, even the leftover money, to be malam b'kodesh. Elamai, we're talking about where you collected money and you have leftovers. And the Braisa says that you taima dehisnu. That the only reason why that you're allowed to use the leftover money for mundane purposes, for a dechsusya, is because you made a tanai. Haloi hisnu loi. But if you don't make a tanai, then there's no such heter. So how could Rava comment on our Mishnah that the case of the Mishnah is dafka by leftovers from a sale and not leftovers from a collection? You see from the Braisa that the only time you could use the leftovers for chulin is if you made a tanai. That's obviously talking about leftovers from a collection, and still you have to make a tanai. So it's a kasha on Rava. Says the Gemara, lo'aylam shemachru vaisiru. Now no, the Braisa is talking about this, that you need a tanai. That's talking about leftovers from a sale. V'hachi ka'amar, and this is what the Braisa means to say. When is it that you have to be malin b'kodesh with the leftovers? That's shalai hisnu shiva tuvi a'ir b'mayim inanshi a'ir. That's dafka if you didn't sell it with the shiva tuvi a'ir, the seven city representatives in a public forum b'mayim inanshi a'ir. Aval hisnu shiva tuvi a'ir b'mayim inanshi a'ir. But if you sold it with the seven city representatives in a public forum, so then afilu d'chsosya nami mutar. So then even the leftovers of a sale, even that is even of a sale, the leftovers is going to be mutter. Taisus points out not just the leftovers of the money from the sale, even the whole money from the sale, like we mentioned already previously on Chavavah Mebeis, that anytime you sell something with the shiva tuvi ayir b'mayim minanshi ayir, so there's no kedusha not on the shul that you sold, or the, in this case the nach or the sefer Torah that you sold, and there's also no kedusha on the money when you sell b'shiva tuvi ayir b'mayim minanshi ayir. The kedusha completely goes away. So in such a case, not just the leftovers you could use for chulin, you could even use the iker money from the sale for chulin. Taisus points out that the reason why the Braisa says the leftovers you could use for chulin is to teach us the chiddush that that even the leftovers, it's only if you do such a sale. It's only if you do it with the shiva tuvi a'ir, b'mayim inanshi a'ir, then you could use the leftovers for chulin. But if not, then even the leftovers have kedusha. But al-Kabanim, that's why it's not a kasha on Rava. Really, if you have leftovers from a collection, you don't even have to make a Tanai. This that the Braisa says you have to make a Tanai, we mean a Tanai from the Shiva Tuvi Ayir, B'mayi B'nanshi Ayir, and it's talking about a sale, and in such a case, then Taka the Kedusha will go away. Amar le Abaye lahu mirabanan, da have a misadr masnisa kamed Rav Sheshas, says the Gemara that Abaye one time said to one of the Rabbanim who used to organize braises in front of Rav Sheshas, and he said to him like this, he said, Mishmi alach mir Rav Sheshas, my duchsusya. Did you ever hear from Rav Sheshas what this word duchsusya means? So says the Gemara Amar le, this hahu mirabanan said back to Abaye, that hachi amar Rav Sheshas, that Rav Sheshas said as follows, that it's the parasha demasa, it's the messenger of the city. The city had a representative, had a messenger that would fulfill different tasks for them, and so they had to pay him. So this parasha demasa, this city messenger, that's a duchsusya. And that's what the Braisa means to say, that you could use it for chulin. The example the Braisa chose was the duchsusya, was this city representative, the city messenger. Amr Abaye, so Abaye commented on this conversation. He said that Hilkach, therefore, you see from this whole back and forth, that Haid Sorba Mirabanan, the Shamalei Milsav L'Yada Perusha, that if a young Talmud Chacham, a Sorba Mirabanan, he hears something, and he doesn't know what it means, Lishayle Kamei, the Shchiach Kamei Rabanan. So he should ask the Shaila to somebody who hangs out by Talmid HaChachamim. Deloy Afshar, Deloy Shmiel Leim, and Gavar Rabba. Someone who hangs out, someone who has has lots of shemesh tamid chachamim. So mistama, they heard from them. He heard from them what this thing means, and that's what you see from this story, from this trip, from this conversation. That I didn't know what the word dechsusya means, so I asked that ahumi rabbanon who was shliach kamed rav sheshes, and like that I was able to understand what the word means. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Meir says the Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Rabbi Meir that b'nei ha'ir shahalchu li'ir acheres. If you have the people of a city, let's say the people of city A, and they go to another city, they go to city B, upasku alei in tzedakah, and then they get to the shul in city B, they're davening in shul shachris, all of a sudden there's a big clap on the bima, and in city B they start giving a whole collection, they're collecting money for a certain cause, and they get to these chaver, this chaver seat that they came from city A, they get to this, the people from this city, they get to their seats, and they start collecting. And so these people start saying, oh, you know, we're not really from here. I don't know if we really have a responsibility to give. This is not really our city. The halacha says Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Meir, the halacha is that Nisnin, is that they have to give to the collection, perhaps because of Maris Ayin, they have to give as well. They can't excuse themselves. These people that come from city A to city B, and city B is doing a collection, these people from city A have to also give towards the collection. However, said Rabbi Meir, ukeshehein boyin, however, when they are coming back home, when they're leaving from city B and they're going back to city A, so mevi'in oisa imahen, so they could take the money back that they donated, and they could take that money back, umefarnesin ba aniye iran, so they could take it back because that's not really their city. However, they can't just take the money back and use it for themselves. Once it was given for tzedakah, so it's chal already that this money is tzedakah money, they take it back to their city and they use the money to be mefarnes the aniye iran, the poor people in their own city. And says the Gemara Tanya Namihachi, we have a braisa that says this halacha as well, b'nei ha'ir shahalchu li'ir acheres. You have people from city A, and they go to city B, upasku alein tzedakah, city B starts making a whole tzedakah fund, nice then, so the people from city A, they have to give to the fund as well. However, ukeshehein bayin mevi'in oisa imahen, however, when they go back to their town, so then they bring the money with them, the Braisa doesn't say it, but like we spoke out, and they use that money to be mefarnes, the aniyim in their city. Now says the Braisa that this is only true about a minion of people. That's only if you have 10 people. However, if you have an individual, some Rishonim speak out, it just means less than 10. If you have a Yachid that goes to another city, if you have a Yachid that goes from city A to city B, upasku all of tzedakah, and they start a whole tzedakah fund, so then tinasein la'aniye oiseyair. So then he has to give it to the aniyim in that city, meaning even when he heads back home, he's not allowed to take it. By a Yachid, the Sefer Amichtam explains, then already we have a chashash that maybe he's going to take it for himself. A tzibur that's going back to city A, we could give them the tzedakah money and we could be confident that they're not going to take it for themselves. A yachid already, mechatesi, we can't necessarily trust him, and therefore, at least we have to be chayshish, and therefore we don't give him the money back. The money stays in city B and it's used for the aniyim in city B. Says the Gemara story, and we'll conclude with this, that Rav Huna gazer tanisa. Rav Huna was one time gazer tainis in this city, and al ligabe Rav Chana bar Chaniloi v'chol b'nei maseh. And Rav Chana bar Chaniloi and the people of his town, they came, they happened to have come to Rav Huna's city at the time. Ramu alayu tzedaka v'yavu. And Rav Huna was a tainis, igra de tanisa is tzedaka, like the Gemara Bracha says. So it was a time to give tzedaka, a tainis is a time to give tzedaka. The igra, the schar a person gets on a tainis, is from the tzedaka that he gives. So they were collecting tzedaka. And Rav Chana bar Chaniloi and the people from his city, they also gave towards the fund. They also added to the tzedaka. Like we said, that's the halacha. If you go to another city and they're collecting tzedaka, you have to give as well. So v'yavu, so they also gave to this fund. Kibayu lemeise, when Rav Chana bar Chaniloi and his chevra, when they wanted to go back to their original city, they wanted to go back to city A. So Amru le, so they said to Rav Huna, Naisnin lamar v'nezel unefarnis v'anine masin. Maybe give us the money back now, and we'll take it back to city A, and we'll be mefarnis daniyim in our city. So Amar Lehu, so Rav Huna said to Rav Chana bar Chaniloi and to his chevra, he said to them, you didn't read the fine print. When is this that you take the money back? that you could take the money back with you to your hometown. Tanina, we learned in the Braisa, Bamedvar Mamurim, when is this true that you could take the money back? That's B'she'ein Sham Chevrir. That's if in the city that you gave the money in, there's no Talmud Chacham who's in charge of this Tzedakah fund. Aval Yesham Chevrir, but if there's a Chevrir, if there's a Talmud Chacham, Rashi says, Hamis Asik B'tzarchei Tzibur, he's the one gathering all the money. So then, Tinasin L'Chevrir, so then the money remains with the Chevrir, and it's, and he keeps the money. The Meiri explains, he'll divide it between the Aniyim of the two cities. The Aruch HaShulchan explains, because it's not Derech Eretz to take money back from a Talmud Chacham, so that they weren't allowed to take the money back from Rav Huna, and Rav Huna was going to divide the money between the Aniyim in his city and the Aniyim in this other city. And said Rav Huna to them, V'kol shekein d'ani edidi v'didchu alai samichi, and all the more so in this case, where the Aniyim in my city and in your city, they all rely on me. I give out tzedakah to them on a constant basis, so therefore actually you're not going to take back the money. The money's going to remain over here, and I'll be in charge of distributing it.